You are now listening to
Radioactive.
Hi, my name is Awal Ibrahim.
And my name is Zubair Ahmed. You just heard a song by an Oromo singer named Kamar Yusuf.
You're listening to the Radioactive podcast on being Oromo in America. As Oromos, we experience a lot of conversation that goes something like this. So, I've been wondering, what are you? Where are you from?
Well, I'm Oromo, and from Oromia.
What is that?
Oromos are an ethnic group within Ethiopia. The Oromo homeland is known as Oromia, which is located in central Ethiopia.
Then, aren't you just Ethiopian?
No, I'm not Ethiopian. I'm Oromo.
This is a constant conversation for Oromos like us.
I honestly dread this question because of the confusion and the questions that come after.
Sometimes Ethiopians try to tell me that there is no such thing as Oromia. They call it Narnia.
Wow.
The question, what are you and where are you from, is a simple question for many.
However, as Oromos, it's a hard question to answer.
I personally do not identify as Ethiopian, but when I claim my identity, I am made fun of and hit with snarky comments like there's no such thing as Oromia.
How can I claim Ethiopia as my own when the Ethiopian government systematically steals Oromo land, kills peaceful Oromo protesters, and oppresses my people? Awal and advanced producer Aisha Burka interviewed Oromos to ask them if they identified as Ethiopian.
No, I do not. The Ethiopian government has been torturing my people and basically just not even considering my people as human. So why would I want to claim something that does that to my people and has been doing that to my people for as long as I can remember?
I was raised Oromo. That's all I've known to be. I don't consider myself Ethiopian.
No, I do not consider myself Ethiopian. I am Oromo and I'm proud.
I do not consider myself Ethiopian. Oromos, and first of all, Oromo is its own ethnic group. We have our own tribal system within that ethnic group. We are the largest ethnic group in all of East Africa.
They also asked Oromos to describe being Oromo in one word.
Tokuma.
Prideful.
Proud.
I would say community because, you know, if you get sick, you know, the whole people will come check on you. And when you go to the mosque, you see everyone always like they remember your face. So I feel like it's a very strong, like lifelong, basically like family that you always have that most people don't have.
Powerful. I think there is a huge amount of power, or at least for me, a powerful feeling in being Oromo and identifying with being Oromo just because there's so much rich history with the Oromo people, and there's a lot of rich culture. I love our culture. I love our dances. I love our language. It's amazing, and for me, being Oromo is very powerful, and it empowers me.
I'm not sure I could choose one word. Being Oromo is a complex identity.
In America, we're oppressed for being black.
And in Ethiopia, we are oppressed for being Oromo.
We can never catch a break.
Aisha and I asked people if they have been mistreated for being Oromo in America.
Me personally, I don't think I have, but a lot of my family members have.
Yes, I have on many occasions, many times on social media, and many times at school and cultural events.
I haven't personally ever been mistreated by Ethiopians, but I do have cousins and friends who have experienced some negative things towards them.
I've had people, you know, look at me with disgust. I have had people tell me, you're not Oromo, you are Ethiopian. I've had people say, what is Oromo? I've had people say all types of things. There's no such thing as Oromo, you are Ethiopian. You know, and that's very dangerous in itself because that's you wiping someone's identity away. And that's something that's been going on for so long back home. And so for people to come and do that to me here was very tough. And it's something that I struggled with for so long because it was something that really, really used to hurt me. But now I've learned to not let it affect me so much because I know who I am. And people who love me and care about me know who I am. And that's all that matters.
We honestly have no safe place to call home.
Oromos are not widely known by the general public in America, hence they're invisible. According to the Seattle PI, there are 10,000 Oromos in King County.
Oromos are the largest ethnic group in the Horn of Africa, with a population of 27 million people.
Plus, our language, Afan Oromo, is the fourth largest spoken language in Africa after Arabic, Hausa, and Swahili.
In fact, let's give you guys a little background on Oromo history. Oromos were colonized by the Abyssinians, also known as Ethiopians, in the 1900s.
Prior to colonization, the Oromos were governed by a democratic system known as the Gada system that followed many principles of government familiar to Americans, such as term limits.
Colonization cut the Oromo population in half through conflict, disease, and famine.
Even today, we still face similar oppression.
According to Human Rights Watch, more than 400 Oromos have been killed and tens of thousands were arrested since November, when the Ethiopian government announced a plan to expand the capital, Addis Ababa, also known as Finfinne, which would have displaced Oromo farmers without compensation.
There have been reports of increasing political tension and violent protests in some of the areas of Western Oromia. Now, these protests are over what the Oromo people say is, again, their rights being ignored by a government plan to what it describes as expand development out of Addis into that area. Now, the Oromo people, and certainly the activists and opposition here, saying that people are being evicted from their land.
Many Oromos believe that the Ethiopian government is stealing ancestral Oromo land to sell to foreign investors.
Though the Ethiopian government officially claims that the master plan has been cancelled, many Oromos allege that the Ethiopian government continues to pursue the plan.
The Oromo have been demonstrating for almost 4 months against proposed land reform. Protests began in November over plans to expand the boundaries of the capital Addis Ababa into the Oromia region. Authorities scrapped the urban development plan in January, but protests continued. Security forces have shot randomly into crowds and tortured detainees.
But why would they use force?
What do you expect? They have been treating Oromos like this for years. It is now more visible due to social media.
Weren't there protests all over the U.S.?
Yeah, there were. There were several in Seattle. I actually went to a few of them.
Has the international community responded to these protests?
The European Parliament passed a resolution condemning the Ethiopian government for the crackdown, and a similar resolution has been introduced in the United States Senate. But other than that, the international community has been mostly silent about the systematic and violent atrocities against Oromos. We are not going to be silent. Silence is compliance.
Oromia nibili somti.
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 Oromia will be free.
Oromia will be free.
Thanks for listening.
Be sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/KUW Public Radio.
Check us out on Twitter at KUOW and on our webpage, KUOW.org/radioactive.
Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Thank you to our fellow Radioactivians, Natalie, Surya, Brian, Amy, April, and Maya.
Thank you to our executive producers, Paul Kiefer and Aisha Burka, also known as Aisha Hart. And to our program directors, Jenny Asarno and Leela Kitai.
I'm Zubaydah Ahmed.
And I'm the one and only Awal Ibrahim.
I'm out.
AI's out.
And this is
Radioactive!